The Canadian Federation University Women Shuriken District are beginning their new season, and we have on CJMQ 88.9 The Cube the president, Mary Jane Amy. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
We're curious. Can you tell us a little bit more about CFUW?
Yeah, CFUW, it's a national organization. It was founded in 1919, and Shuriken District is our local chapter. We're bilingual, nonprofit, and what we exist for is to promote equality, social justice, and lifelong learning for women and girls. And there's an interesting beginning to this organization. In 1918, the end of World War I occurred, and with that came the vote for women.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that women at that time realized was that if women and girls were not educated and did not receive, you know, good education, that they would, you know, their communities would not flourish as they have when women and girls are educated. And that's becoming an international development theme right now as well. Our local club was started in 68. The vast majority of the existing CFUW chapters across Canada today started after World War II. And there's 110 clubs across Canada and over 1,000 members.
This is the beginning of your new year, so
right.
Your new season. That goes from what, from September to September?
Oh, that's our program year. Our official year is, you know, April 1 to the end of March. But our program year, is we sort of have it congruent with the school year.
Okay. So what does that mean for you? What sort of activities will arise?
Yeah, we hold general meetings pretty much every month. We take a break in February because a lot of people aren't around. And at every meeting, we have a speaker. You know, between now and Christmas, we will have a speaker from the Lennoxville Youth Center coming out to see us. We're also showing a national, that's in September, on the 19th. And on October 9th, we'll be showing a National Film Board film that came out early in 2013 called The Status Quo, The Unfinished Business of Feminism in Canada. And we're doing that with the Gender Equity Center at Bishop's University and with the Lennoxville District Women's Center as well. And we're hoping to have the filmmaker come out and speak to that.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, that's that's sort of one of our high points for this season. And then in November, we have Dr. Rona Graham speaking to us about neurodegenerative diseases. And that's things like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and Huntington's. And she can bring it down to sort of the non-medical professional level for some of us who have other backgrounds. So we're looking forward to that as well.
So you do a lot of good for the women in the area. And I got this right. I think it's not only women now, but you do also help the males at some times as well?
We have a scholarship affiliate arm,
mm-hmm.
and that's the LAMP Foundation. And through them, we provide scholarships to Eastern Townships youth of either gender.
Right.
And yeah, we have started in recent years to provide scholarships to boys as well. And most of them go to people that are pursuing some form of medical education.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really helpful for the local community, right, to have.
And in our local college at Champlain's, we have a great nursing program. Are you able to help out with that?
Yes, we do provide scholarships to people taking part in that program, in nursing assistant program, and physiotherapy, all the other related healthcare professions. So, yeah, we're giving out, I think, close to $10,000 a year through the LAMP Foundation.
Well, that's quite a good sum.
In scholarships, yes, for a local group of women. Now, the LAMP Foundation also has partners.
Mm-hmm.
We also have interest groups. And those are great. Judy Wilson is our coordinator for that. We have two book clubs,
mm-hmm.
and they're divided just by geographic area. The second group started because they were finding they were traveling a long way. We're quite a big, when you say Shuriken District, you know, it covers a lot of miles.
So how many would you say attend your events or are involved in your activities?
Oh, I'd say for each one, we have 10 interest groups.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of them attract many people.
Mm-hmm.
The minimum is about 10. Two reading groups and bridge, and we're foodies. We have a dining out group and a fun with cooking group. And you've probably heard of the Grandmothers to Grandmothers.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
They're an interest group of CFUW as well, very interested in the issues of the grandmothers in Africa.
Right.
And we have an investment group and a walking group, and a wellness group. Everybody's, I mean, there's almost something for everybody.
Right.
You know, an interest for a very diverse group of people.
Right. Can men join in as well nowadays, or is
our
it still?
Public, our general meetings are open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the interest groups are, we've never had a man actually ask.
Oh, really? Okay.
If they would like to, if they'd be able to join. The other thing that's come up in recent years is the whole issue of university,
mm-hmm.
of education. And basically, we aren't exclusive to only women who have a university education. You know, the majority of women do.
Mm-hmm.
But we welcome all women who support the purpose of our organization.
And do they have to be of a certain age? Do you have some younger ones that are involved as well?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Our program coordinator graduated within the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what are your objectives for the coming year?
We have been working on our bilingualness,
mm-hmm.
and we will continue to do that. And we will be recruiting and welcoming new members.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also trying to find ways to include members. We have longstanding members who find that they that they're unable to attend
mm-hmm.
some activities, and so we're trying to make sure that we do outreach to them, sending their newsletters in the mail,
mm-hmm.
and making our meeting places accessible, and using the microphone, aspects like that.
Right, right. Well, it sounds like you all keep very busy and you're doing all of this for a very good reason. Education is very, very important, that's for sure.
Right.
It was a pleasure speaking with you. We've been speaking with Mary Jane Amy. Thank you so much for enlightening us a little more and telling us a little bit more about the CFUW Sherbrooke District.
Okay.